It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're amazing. I hope you're good. I hope you are all of the things. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down on this Friday afternoon, this Friday evening, this Friday night. He's in New York City. It's Ray Jarvis. And it's Friday. We got a lot to talk about. We got basketball. We got game four between the Pacers and the Thunder. We're going to see whether or not the Pacers can take a 3-1 series lead. We're going to see whether or not Oklahoma City strikes back. Man, we had a strike back last night. Edmondson hitting hard in a 3-0 hole. They come back and they beat the Panthers in overtime. Man, I walked out of the studio. They got a warrant out for Antonio Brown's arrest. What a shock. Not really. We got more information on Kevin Durant. Maybe he'll get traded next week. Who knows? Speaking of being traded, Aaron Civale, the bum-ass pitcher that thought he was good, well, he's been traded to an even worse team. Congratulations. You played yourself. Caitlin Clark is on her way back. Going to play against the New York Liberty. Russell Westbrook, is he done with the Nuggets? Possibly. Barry Sanders, thank God he's not done. Barry Sanders had a heart attack. What's up with all of our legends? Man, Deion Sanders with an undisclosed health issue. He had the clotting in the past, and Barry Sanders had a heart attack. Man, what a world, what a world, what a world. We're going to talk about it all. Hey, for hockey, next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean McKendo. He'll come through from The Athletic to talk about this crazy matchup that we've seen between Edmonton and Florida. And if you want to listen to the show, you can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have it. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday, folks. Ah, good stuff. Good to be here on a Friday. Hey, Ray, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. It's good to be back working with you. What's the plans for the weekends? What's it looking like, man?
What basketball? What else? Hockey. There's a Juneteenth parade here in Atlanta. I'm going to check out the parade.
Kind of early, no?
Tomorrow is the 14th, ain't it?
I mean, you got to do it on Juneteenth.
It's the weekend.
Fair enough.
You do it before or after?
On. It's a federal holiday. People are off. You can Juneteenth and barbecue and, you know.
When is the 19th? It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. I got to do it on a Thursday.
Then you use your PTO on Friday.
Everybody?
I mean, whichever works.
Oh, no. The parade will be tomorrow. More people parade. What are you getting into for the weekend?
Much like you, I'm watching a lot of sports. Hopefully, we have a very action-packed Game 5 situation in both hockey and basketball. And Father's Day for me is Sunday, so this is my second official Father's Day, so I'm looking forward to whatever's coming my way. So
congratulations.
I'm going to kick my feet up and do nothing on Sunday.
Congratulations. I forgot it was Father's Day.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm not getting – I'll get a few calls and texts. I'm going to take myself out. Okay.
How about that? Ain't nothing wrong with that, too.
Yeah. Trying to figure out – if I want to bring my son, that's debatable.
Then it'll be Sunday.
Yeah,
pun intended.
Right. Yeah, it sure as hell will be. Lots to fill. Well, thank you for the reminder. Hey, shout outs to all the dads out there. Happy early Father's Day to all of the fathers. Okay. 888-710-4ISN is the number if you want to be a part of the show. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. At JR Sport Brief, of course. And yes, we got an action-packed weekend, even in starting today, when it comes down to sports. We're going to talk about the hockey game that went on last night. Man, they hit. And I'm not surprised, given all the goals that we've seen scored in the course of the series. I'm not shocked that the Edmonton Oilers were able to bounce back. But when they got into overtime, I was just like, here we go. I'm looking at the time. I'm looking at, well, I'm not looking at my eyelids, but I'm feeling my eyelids, and I'm saying to myself, if they go into another overtime, I may just fall asleep. And thank God that they got the game done when they did. Maybe not in Panthers fan perspective, because if they did another overtime, I would have passed out. But we'll get into hockey. We'll get into that next break. And then we'll also, as I said, have Sean McKendo. He's going to come through and join us. He covers all things hockey at The Athletic. Let's talk about what we're going to see tonight. Because thank God we didn't have to wait 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 days between another game. We got game 4. Thunder and Pacers in Indianapolis tonight. About 2.5 hours from now. So not you don't got to wait too much longer. And we saw what happened in the last game, okay? Pacers won 116-107. The Pacers bounced back in the fourth quarter of a game again. Ben Mathurin woke up and he said, I'm just going to go out here and drop 27 off of the bench. McConnell's out here stealing and scoring. And the Pacers have a 2-1 series lead. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they're the favorites. I picked them to win the series. Ray, didn't you pick them to win? You picked them to win too, right?
I did. I thought they'd be done with this series in 5 games. I'm looking crazy right now.
I don't think you're looking crazy. I thought it would be 5 or 6 as well. Right now, the Pacers have picked up their 2 victories, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are trying their best to not go down 3-1. And then here's a little bit of a historical context, all right? When games have been tied at 1 game apiece, this is in relation to the last game, the team that wins game 3, that's the Pacers, they win the series 80% of the time. Now, that don't mean that there's a guarantee. There's nothing in life that's certain. There's another 20% that exists there. But the team that wins game 3 after a 1-1 tie typically wins 80% of the time. I still believe we're in that 20%. I still believe in the Oklahoma City Thunder. It hasn't been easy here. They've had the lead. The Pacers have been chasing them primarily in these games. I mean, Halliburton had to win them that first game on a last-second shot. They didn't even have a lead. They had to come back from behind this past game to pick up a W. And I think OKC is going to win one on the road tonight. And I think after that, they go back to Oklahoma City. I think they're going to take a 3-2 series lead. And then I think after that, I think they're full steam ahead. I'm still trying to understand why Hartenstein has been coming off the bench. Like, I think y'all can run with them. You might as well utilize your advantage when it comes to size. This is going to be a fun one. And if Indiana wins tonight, oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe they'll still lose. Maybe they'll be so above the moon, they feeling themselves. Just listen to Tyrese Halliburton. I guess not. He said, we are up 2-1, but we are not celebrating. We didn't do anything yet.
There's nothing to get excited about right now. You know, we're still a long way away, and you just got to take it a day at a time. So, you know, we're excited to play another game in front of our home crowd and approach this game the same way we approached yesterday and just control what we can. And I think the biggest thing is just playing hard.
Oh, just playing hard, okay. Besides going out there and playing hard, Tyrese Halliburton has had to answer questions about whether or not he's a star, he's a superstar, he's overrated, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, and nobody's going to consider me a fashion plate, give me some shorts and a T-shirt, I'm good. Tyrese Halliburton, he wears his funny clothes. He does his choke sign. He's taunting people. He's talking crap. He's going to WWE events and threatening Jalen Brunson. Like, he plays the role, and good for him. Yeah, he's not celebrating being up 2-1. And Mark Daigneault, the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, he says, yes, we are down 2-1 in this game, but we ain't worried about nothing.
Being down 2-1 in a series can have emotions associated with it, but, you know, dragging those into the next experience aren't going to help anybody. You know, you have to, and being up 2-1 for Indiana, dragging that in isn't going to help them either. So you got to compete when the ball goes up in the air, and we've made a habit of that, and we have to double down on that again tomorrow.
Man, he been yelling. I know a yelling voice. That man been yelling at him, his players. Okay, he been yelling in between the games. Why are we losing? Pick up the pace. Play defense. Well, you put Hartenstein back in the starting lineup. Do that first. Anyway, The other coach, Rick Carlisle, he guess he hasn't had to yell as much. He said, yeah, we're up 2-1 right now, but we still got to go to work. It ain't done.
This is an 18-day series where the last one was 13 days. And so with how it's stretched out, you know, it's a long haul. But we need everybody. We need everybody to put everything they have into it. And, you know, that's how we've gotten to the finals.
That's how we've gotten to the finals. He is right. Who expected them to be here? Nobody. I thought the Knicks would have beaten them. Here we got the Indiana Pacers. Who would have, if you would have asked me in January, if the Pacers would be in the NBA Finals up 2-1 against the Thunder, I'd be like, what? Like, who did they trade for in the future that I do not know about? And they're doing this with the same damn roster they basically started the season with. And you got Chet Holmgren, who had a good game in the last game a couple nights ago. This man said, we need to just be consistent and play Thunder basketball.
I feel like we have to get back to being who we are, you know, especially on the defensive end, being more connected. You know, we have to close out possessions, and then on the other side, we have to take care of the ball and, you know, execute the way that, you know, execute to the level and the standard that we expect.
Yeah, the Thunder outscored the Pacers 32-18 in the last game. And that's how they were able to bounce back and ultimately win it. You've got to play defense. Come on, this was one of the best defensive teams in the entire NBA. That's why I'm like, put Chet and Hartenstein out there. And then Hartenstein knows how to operate on the offense as well. You know, don't just let Shai Gilgeous handle the ball. He can operate from the top. He's a good passer. But they got to play defense. Come on. Can't be choking these games away in the fourth quarter. Can't let Indiana go on these ridiculous fourth quarter runs. I feel like every time I watch the Pacers, they're down, and then they bounce back. They're like the Undertaker. Ray, he always bounced back, right? He always bounced back.
Yeah, he does, unless he's running into Brock Lesnar. But yes, he usually bounces back.
God. Ouch. Did he give him a concussion or something like that? Knock that guy out?
Yes, he did. He didn't remember anything until the next day.
Yeah, I didn't know you could concuss a dead man, but he did.
Oh my! Kayfabe, man, kayfabe.
Side note: speaking of Brock Lesnar, his daughter that looks exactly like him. Did she not just? Is she wrestling too? I thought she does like shot put. You seen her, right?
Yeah, man. It's kind of spooky.
This is the same daughter.
The same daughter. She does shot putting, I believe. Yo, is what it is. When you put the little disc or the ball in your neck and you throw it as far as you can.
Yeah, she won national shot put title. Okay, I thought I read something that said she also won a wrestling title.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if she ends up in the family business at WWE. Her mom was in the business. Her dad is in the business.
She's going to do MMA and wrestling?
Why not? Have you seen her? That's Brock, but a girl.
She will beat me and you up at the same time, bro.
Absolutely. I want no problems with the Lesnar family.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, they don't eat vegetables in that house, okay? They just eat deer and elk.
Remember, moose. He has a butcher house, so he's set up.
Oh, yeah, he's whatever he's killing, he's chopping it up. You know, those genetics are strong. Good for her. Gold medals in her future and big contracts. What's Maya? Okay, I was going to call her. I can't. That's disrespectful. Can't call her that. Maya Lesnar. Yes, I was going to say Brock's daughter, Brock Jr., but that's his daughter.
Come on now.
I didn't know her name. I had to look it up. It's Maya.
There you go. There you go.
What?
Brock Jr., come on, man. You don't want to get German suplexed and then put in the Kimura lock, man.
Come on, man. There's another. Is what human being on earth could beat him up? Well, he has been beaten before, so who beat him? I don't know.
A trained killer would have to beat him. Persons, people who are in that UFC field who fight for a living. Us regulars, not so much.
No, I'm done. No, but one of them guys in Brazil could beat him up today. Today.
Do you have him on speed dial?
A guy in Brazil?
Yeah.
No. Hey, MMA is MMA. UFC is here in Atlanta. I could find somebody to beat him up.
Okay, there you go. You're cooking with some grease now.
They're at State Farm Arena tonight. I could run. I know what the hotel they stand. I could run right down to the hotel and get a guy. Who beat Brock Lesnar in UFC? Here we go. I'll find you a guy. Mark Hunt. I don't know if I want to trust that.
Is Bones around?
John?
Yeah.
He might be busy right now. Oh, my God. The guy who beat Alistair Overeem, he kicked him in the stomach.
That might be a good fight right there.
This guy beat Brock, but he's in prison right now. Cain Velasquez, right? Isn't Cain Velasquez in prison because he killed the guy that allegedly abused a family member of his?
Yeah, he caught that charge. We hate to see it, but, you know, these things happen.
Wow. Yeah, so I just named three people I could beat him. We could put him in a cage with Cain Velasquez and see what happens again. Done.
You're smart. But Maya Lesnar, credit to her in the shot putting. I think it's Colorado State. State of Colorado doing pretty well.
Yeah, she wears that green. Congratulations to Maya Lesnar. Good for her. She's a winner. Indiana Pacers out here trying to be winners. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm expecting Oklahoma City to bounce back, get a victory tonight. Tie the series up at two games apiece. Make this interesting. If the Pacers go up 3-1, well, damn. I expect them to win at that point, and I think Tyrese Halliburton, he will be insufferable. He will be hanging out in the WWE. He will be in the ring once a week until training camp starts in, I don't know, September, October. He will just be everywhere talking crap. And so for the sake of the entire country, Oklahoma City Thunder, do us all a favor. Please beat the Pacers. Beat them. 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, starting with you on a Friday. When we come back, we're going to talk some hockey as well. That game last night was crazy. Speaking of crazy, we're going to get into Antonio Brown. LeBron James, he's not crazy. He has a crazy take, I believe, on the media, kind of, sort of. Hey, we're going to have a chat next hour with Sean McKendo joining us from The Athletic to talk hockey. We're going to talk about the latest in Kevin Durant being traded. Savale, that bum with the 5 ERA, he has been traded to a bum team. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Speaking of powerful women, we all know about the passing of Jim Irsay. His daughters have taken over the team. And let's just say his daughters are nothing to mess with in the football world as well. Caitlin Clark is returning. She'll be back. Russell Westbrook is opting out of his contract. We're going to talk about the health issues with Barry Sanders, of course, at the end of the show. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about here, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, we talked about this matchup tonight between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Pacers currently lead the series surprisingly 2-1. OKC, the favorite in this series, the favorite to win the NBA championship, the 68-win team. They're trying to avoid being in a 3-1 hole. At that point, you can consider them cooked. It's all about how they decide to bounce back tonight. I believe the Thunder will. And last night, we were in a similar situation, except for we weren't on a basketball court. We were on the ice down in Sunrise, Florida. Because the Florida Panthers were hosting the Edmonton Oilers. And like the Pacers do tonight against OKC, they had a chance to take a 3-1 series lead. A matter of fact, they had a 3-0 lead in the first period, the Panthers did. And they squandered it away and ended up losing to Edmonton 5-4 in overtime. Leon Draisaitl scored the game-winning goal in overtime. Thank God he did, because I was going to fall asleep if they had to go to another one. And now, with what we saw last night, the Oilers became the first team in Stanley Cup history to lose a game after leading by three or more goals. The Panthers, excuse me. Like, how the hell you do that? Where they do that at? They had a chance. They had an opportunity, and they choked it away. The Panthers could be up 3-1 right now. Now the series is tied at 2 goals apiece. Ouch. Massive choke shot. Massive. Yeah, listen to Leon Draisaitl, the guy who scored the game-winning goal in overtime. This is what he had to say about the Oilers. They just always bounce back. That's what he said.
I think that's once again shows you, tells you that our group never quits, right? Like, I think we believe that no matter how bad it is, if we get over that hump of adversity, you know, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep coming. We're going to keep coming. And eventually it'll break.
Okay. Well, he won the game. He's not all excited. Hockey players don't get excited. They're tough. They're even keeled. They're smooth. They're cool. Let's listen to the game-winning goal. I know what you're about to hear. This game-winning goal, here's the excitement. Listen to this.
Florida makes the long change. Breaking free is Draisaitl to the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his fourth OT winner in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Now, I tell you, there's a difference, right? The guy who's actually playing, he's all cool, calm, and chill. And shout outs to Oilers Radio. His voice was cooked. Ray, I know he's drinking tea and honey. He got the ginger in it today. He has no voice tonight.
Absolutely not. He's heavy on the tea and ginger regimen, with a little splash of the lemon in there as well, and make sure the vocal cords are ready for game five.
Yeah, he sounds like, I know that man sounds like Doc Rivers right now this minute. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of fans in Edmonton who sound exactly the same. Now, if there's anybody that needs to sound miserable, if it's everybody from the Florida Panthers, man. They choked away that game in historic fashion. Matthew Tkachuk, this man helped open up all the scoring. Had 2 goals early in the first period. It's just like, here we go. This guy's awake. They got a big old lead. After the game, Matthew Tkachuk gave an explanation as to how they sucked and ended up losing.
Yeah, they kept coming. We probably got a little too stretched out, and just, you know, weren't as connected. When fives are on the ice, as we were in the first.
Yeah, if anybody's supposed to sound miserable, it should be him. It's good hockey players. You never know whether they won, whether they lost. It's all about maintaining the tough guy thing. I don't know. Yeah, their coach, Edmonton's coach, Chris Knobloch, he talked about being down 3-0, but then coming back to win 5-4. He likes his team.
Well, I knew we could come back. It's not easy to, but I know with the group that we have, we can do it. We just got to dig in and win a few more battles and play a little bit smarter. And the guys didn't quit.
They did. Well, you damn right they didn't quit. I give them credit. They were down 3-0 in the first period. And, I mean, there was so much time left in the game. It's like, okay, there's certainly an opportunity for them to move forward and bounce back. Now, here's the deal. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow in Edmonton. They played last night. I'm sure they were on a plane. Maybe they landed at lunchtime today. I don't know, this afternoon. I have no idea. Maybe they just flew in the daytime to try to get in, go to sleep, play the game tomorrow. Everything is normal, right? It is 8 hours. It is 8 hours between Miami, Florida, and Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. 8 hours. Damn. And this is what they did last year. They played 7 games last year. All they did is go back and forth and back and forth. 8 hours. I don't know what the heck I'd be doing.
It doesn't take that long, depending on where you live on the East Coast. It don't take that long to go to Europe, okay?
8 hours? I know they're not in no
propeller plane, but damn. By the time I would land, I'd be, Ray, what you doing on the plane from 8 hours from Florida to Canada?
Probably sleeping, playing video games, sleep some more, and watch a movie.
8 hours, that'll get, you going to eat something, right? Two meals, one meal?
Well, I would hope they feed me. You know how airlines are now. You got to pay for everything.
Oh, you think they're paying for food?
You got to pay for $8 for a half of a sandwich. Come on, man.
This is the NHL, not the WNBA.
Oh, Ray, the NHL player. Absolutely, we're gonna eat good. Yeah. And if I'm in the Stanley Cup Finals, I might sleep 7 of the 8 hours. I was thinking about regular old me. What would I do for 8 hours?
Oh no, if you were playing in the Stanley Cup.
Oh, for sure, we getting treatment. We sleeping and we eating. We probably a heavy protein. You know, shout out to Brock Lesnar. We're probably gonna have a lot of protein on that plate.
I do not want to fly 8 hours in a... I feel I'm being cheated. Flying from the United States of America to... And Canada's gigantic, and so is the United States of America coast to coast. I mean, that's why so far you're going from South Florida, flying up into the mountains. I mean, damn. That's far. They might as well just make them play in a neutral place. It's just send them to Alaska to go out there and play the rest of the series. That's crazy.
They need that NBA schedule where you're playing once every 3 days to make sense of the schedule. Traveling, that is.
This is tough. Hey, Ack, if you got to fly from Sunrise, Florida, and you got to go to Edmonton, what are you doing for 8 hours?
I'm in bad shape. I'm a bad flyer. I guess you find a couple of movies because I can't sleep on a plane. So
you at all?
No. No, I took a red eye once. I was awake the whole time.
Well, that's a little difference going backwards, a little different, you know?
Yeah, no, I am not good. So, you know, I could amuse myself, but I get a little stir crazy after a while.
I do. I hate being in a plane. I try to go to sleep. I try.
Although I got to say, I flew back from Torino from the 06 Olympics, and that flight was 8 hours, but maybe I was excited about getting home. I didn't feel so bad.
You know, but I feel like any time you go somewhere, the return, when I get in my car and drive somewhere, getting there feels like it takes forever. Mm-hmm. Coming back, for whatever, I don't know, maybe humans are built psychologically to feel that it's a shorter trip on the way back. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's not, see, but I feel like it shouldn't take 8 hours to go from the United States of America to Canada. I get where everything is geographically. But to your point, if I'm flying 8 hours, send me over the ocean, okay? Not just over the border. Don't let it take 8 hours in a plane for me to just cross a border. No, thank you. And now that I think about it, I've driven 8 hours plenty of times. So what am I saying? It's easy when you think about it that way. 8 hours in a plane, 8 hours in a car, like, ain't no big deal, right?
Nah.
Man, Ray, what's the longest you've driven in a car?
10 hours, New York to North Carolina. Depending on the traffic, that could fluctuate from either 10 or 12 hours, depending on the holiday, the traffic, et cetera.
Yeah, all things considered. I guess 8 hours in a plane being pampered is not all that bad.
That's beautiful in comparison to being cranked in a car in the back seat, and you can't do anything but sit there and look out the window.
Oh, my God. That sounds like, it sounds like torture. Anyway, good point. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, it's a big sports weekend. We got basketball tonight. We got hockey tomorrow. And there's a lot going on. To get an update on the times, the who's, the what's, the when's, the where's, it's time for a news flash. You just heard him with Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we talked about the NBA. Got Thunder Pacers tonight. We talked about the NHL. Last night we had Edmonton bounce back versus the Panthers, and they get it on again tomorrow. Oh, it's a great time of the year. It's championship time of the year. I was telling our producer, Ray, tomorrow night, here we got UFC. Usman is in action. Ray, how about this? I just learned in the break, like right around the corner from the UFC, there is also a Power Rangers convention.
What? Yeah, that's quite the extreme from UFC, big testosterone, to a Power Rangers convention. That means that you're going to have a lot of cosplayers, you know? Are you prepared to see guys in their Power Rangers uniforms?
You would have no idea how many, we have so many conventions here in Atlanta. I will just be driving down the street and going, what is that guy dressed as? What is that lady dressed as? And I go, I feel like there's a big convention once a month. Okay. And
the only positive to the conventions are, that I've noticed, because the internet has told me this, is that the ladies are partaking in these conventions now. Yeah, so the guys have company.
Yeah, and they're all different. I was having this conversation. We had a convention a couple weeks ago. I might be saying this wrong. Somebody listening is going to get offended. MomoCon, I think it is. It's called MomoCon. And then we have versions of all the big famous ones. I don't know what these things are. I just know when I'm walking down the block and I see a pirate, I go, okay, I know what weekend it is. I'm walking down the block, driving around, and somebody's dressed up like Sailor Moon. I know what's going on. It's one of the conventions, and I just saw there's a Power Ranger convention. So quite a mix here in Atlanta. We got UFC fans from all over the state and the South that are going to be in Atlanta, and then we got a bunch of people from the South who are here for the Power Rangers as well. I don't know how much you... Well, I guess there's enough Power Ranger characters, right? Right? There's enough of them?
Listen, if you're old enough, there's enough Power Rangers to cover a building full for a convention. Okay. There's been from, 1993 up until right this very second, there's a team of Power Rangers.
It was that fat pig. He was an alien. I remember him.
Hey, you taking it back, man.
There was the fat pig. There was the color. They were the colors of the crayon box, the Power Rangers. And then they were dinosaurs and robots and space characters.
You were a Power Rangers fan, JR. You could say it. It's okay.
I stopped. I aged out after the first iteration. I'm like, what was all this other stuff they're doing here? Once they went past the guy who sat, he was like the Wizard of Oz. Once after him, is like, there's nothing to feed me here, nothing else.
Yeah, fair play. It's big in Japan. Shout out to the Japanese Power Rangers fans, Super Sentai. You guys, thank you for your contributions to American culture and all that good stuff.
Okay. And now what would be interesting if we put the Power Ranger fans and the UFC fans in one place. That'd be interesting. So, but here they are in one city. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's going on here in Atlanta. Atlanta, big convention city. People show up and show out. They like to party and have fun and all that other stuff. And unfortunately, this is actually terrible news about what I'm going to share with you. It's horrific. So people come here to Atlanta. They want to party and eat and drink and all that other stuff. Go to conventions, sporting events. Miami and Florida is no different. And what I'm about to tell you has absolutely nothing to do with the Florida Panthers. It has nothing to do with hockey. It has to do with a football player whose life is just seemingly been, I can't even say post-football has been in shambles. Bottom line is I'm talking about Antonio Brown. Like, this man wasn't a highly touted draft pick. This man wasn't playing at one of the top prestigious schools because of his personal issues, his ups, his downs, people thinking about his reliability. And then he worked his way into being one of the best receivers, talent-wise, absolutely ever. And he got fame, he got fortune, he lived up to the billing, he climbed out of whatever terrible personal hole he was in, mental hole. And then we know what happened. He quit. He quit in a game. With Tom Brady as his quarterback, mind you, he quit in 2022 and just left, walked off the field against the New York Jets. This man took off his pads on the field. He ran off the field. He got an Uber and he went to Manhattan. And ever since then, he's just been at political rallies, insulting people on the internet. He's talking crap. He's making music. He's being a human walking disaster. And then last month, there was an incident at a celebrity boxing match, of course, where apparently Antonio Brown tried to shoot somebody that was trying to hurt or rob him. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't tell via shaky videos of teenagers. I don't know. But take a listen to what happened to Antonio Brown last night. It is not good. This is courtesy of WBPF News in Florida.
Well, right now, law enforcement in Miami-Dade County are looking for former NFL player Antonio Brown for an attempted murder charge.
The Washington Post reports the charges from a shooting last month during a celebrity boxing event in Miami. Police briefly detained Brown after gunshots were fired at the event. He was also seen on video fighting with several people. Brown claims he was jumped by people trying to steal his jewelry. According to the arrest warrant, witnesses told police he was the shooter. It also says the former football star will have to post a $10,000 bond and remain under arrest until trial.
You, there's certain, when she said it, the lady reporter, the lady newscaster, she said it like she was surprised. And maybe she has no idea who this man is. There is nothing, unfortunately, there's not a thing surprising at this point about Antonio Brown having a warrant out for his arrest. Like, they are looking for this man to potentially charge him with attempted murder. Like, this is the... This guy was, yo, Ray, this guy was living in Tom Brady's house.
Listen, Antonio Brown is the living embodiment of a Grand Theft Auto character. If you played that video game, you get it. Man. Nothing about it makes sense. Nothing is real, but it all makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, it's bad, man. And people tend to think that Antonio Brown, and this was the easy thing to say. And I'm like, come on now. This, unfortunately, his life has just been riddled with unfortunate events, and he's had to live through it just in a public way. People think Vontaze Burfict hit Antonio Brown, and all of a sudden he became off the wall. Given what you've seen from this man on the football field, 7-time Pro Bowler, all pro, does this guy run around like he's a 6th-round pick? Like, there's a reason Antonio Brown was selected in the 6th round. Okay, there is a reason that Antonio Brown was at Central Michigan and not at Michigan or at the U. The guy's from Florida. Like, people looked at this man and kind of said, is he reliable? Like, can we trust Antonio Brown? Is he going to go off the wall? And the answer is yes. Okay, he got drafted, had a big career. Could have had a Hall of Fame caliber career. And then the world caught up with him. Man, I've heard and no person, I have personal stories. He is not, it's just sad. And then we've had a lot of wide receivers over the years that have gone through just all types of ridiculous issues. Plaxico Burress, I mean, he ain't shoot nobody. He shot himself. God bless him. He was able to come back. We got Henry Ruggs. This man is in prison right now, driving around in Vegas. He in a car crash. He was driving 150 miles per hour on the street. Now, it does. You know what? Matter of fact, it doesn't matter if you're on the highway, a side, definitely not a street. He was doing this on the street, 150. He killed a 23-year-old lady. Like, we have had so many issues and unfortunate incidents. I don't know. Maybe being locked up is the best thing for Antonio Brown. I don't know. That sounds like a terrible thing to say, but you can't be out here popping guns off. And I mean, for his own betterment, maybe he needs to spend time someplace where he's not outside being a menace or insulting people with disgusting things on the internet. It stinks. I've always said this before Vontaze, after Vontaze, even now. He's a sad individual. Like, I feel bad for Antonio Brown. I would not want to be inside this man's brain. I don't know what's going on in there. He needs as much help as possible. I mean, Aaron Hernandez is no longer here. this guy was over here. He killed a guy in the season and went and played like that's a Grand Theft Auto character. That guy was real. And Antonio Brown, I don't know, just him being outside and being free, is this what society needs? Does he need it? Regardless whether he's in therapy or he's in prison, in jail, he absolutely needs help. I didn't have Antonio Brown being sought for murder, you know, on my bingo card for 2025, and here we are. But can't say I'm surprised in any way, shape, or form. And hopefully things don't end bad because he's being sought. There's a warrant out for his arrest. It's not like he showed up at a courthouse. It's not like he showed up at a precinct. God only knows where he is. Hopefully he's talking to some lawyers getting ready to surrender. And hopefully that doesn't turn into some type of spectacle. So, look, I'm wishing this guy nothing but the best. He may not deserve it, but he needs some help. Serious help. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you're in Florida, be on the lookout for Antonio Brown. Okay, just be careful. When we come back, we'll talk about somebody else. Well, he's in the media. He will never be wanted for murder. I'll tell you it is. The JR Sport Reach, no more.